动员的，他也是宣明会和国际人人家园协会在那里有侍奉。现在高德牧师在不同的教会去介绍使命团的工作，和勉励各教会去做一些跨越文化的事工，和关于公义争取的事工，和圣经有关的教训。所以我们今天很高兴高德牧师在我们中间分享神的话语，我们请他何星辉弟兄会替他翻译。
Good morning.
早晨。
Thank you for welcoming me this
weekend. 多谢各位嚟到去欢迎我今个周末系呢个社会责任嘅年会。
I've been among you all weekend and enjoyed a very gracious hospitality.
过去呢个周末我同大家喺亦都觉得大家好欢迎我。
Thank you, Pastor Daniel, for your hospitality.
多谢陈德修牧师来到去接待我。
And thank you, Michael, for being my voice this morning.
多谢我自己同佢翻译。
And thanks to all of you this morning for trusting me to be here.
多谢各位会众来到去俾我可以喺讲台上边同你讲分享神嘅信息。
It's a great privilege to bring the Word of God to you this morning.
因为能够同你分享神嘅信息系一个嘅荣幸。
And I know this is a sacred time and a very sacred space.
喺呢个讲台系一个圣洁嘅讲台，喺今日嘅崇拜嘅时间，亦都系一个圣洁嘅时间。
So please let me start with a word of prayer.
所以我哋喺讲道之先，我哋一齐同心祈祷。
May the words of my mouth and
主要求你俾给我开口嘅话语
，and the meditations of our hearts，
同埋我哋喺心里边嘅感动
，be acceptable in your sight, O Lord，
喺你嘅眼前系得蒙你嘅悦纳
，our strength and our redeemer，
我哋嘅救主，我哋嘅力量
，Amen，
阿门。
As you heard, I serve with a ministry called International Justice Mission.
剛才介紹的就是我在這個事工裡面來服侍，就是叫做國際公義使命團，或者叫做差會。
And this weekend, my colleagues Richard and Vera and I,
今個週末呢，我有個我們的同工 Richard 和 Vera 呢，和我自己一起來到大家當中，
have had the privilege of taking part in your social responsibility conference.
就是可以來到你們的社會責任年會。
As you may know, the title of the conference is Trafficking Hope.
中文那個今天的主題呢，就是壓制下的盼望。
I really like that title.
我很喜歡這個題目。
It speaks to God's redemptive power.
呢度讲到神嗰种嘅拯救嗰种嘅力量。
And I hope this morning that you will hear a message of hope.
我亦都盼望大家一路今日可以听得到一个盼望嘅信息。
But I want to warn you.
但系我首先俾大家一个嘅警告。
You will also hear some disturbing things this morning.
我今日同大家分享嘅系世界上边有一啲好令人心痛嘅一啲嘅事实。
The message I bring is a difficult one.
今日我要讲嘅一个好困难嘅题目。
But it's also a hopeful one.
但亦都系一个有盼望嘅题目。
At International Justice Mission, we think one of the best ways to traffic hope is to work toward justice.
我哋喺國際公義使命團裏面，我哋發覺最好嘅嚟到去幫助呢啲受壓嘅人民嘅時候咧，就係去追求呢個嘅社會嘅公義。
So this morning we will speak about justice.
所以今朝早我會同大家講一講乜嘢叫公義。
And the ultimate measure of justice.
咁同埋咧係點樣去量度呢個嘅公義
？And the bringer of all hope.
同埋咧，就系边个系可以带到呢个嘅盼望
？And that's God Himself.
就系神自己带到呢个盼望。
Our God is a God of holy justice.
我哋嘅神系一个圣洁公义嘅神。
And His Son Jesus is the hope of the world.
佢嘅爱子耶稣基督就系世界上边嘅盼望。
So let's talk about justice.
咁所以咧，我哋开始嘅时候就讲一讲乜嘢叫做公义啦。
And let's be honest, justice is hard to define, isn't it?
喺大家嘅脑海里边，呢、这个公义呢个字系好难嚟到攞一个定义嘅。
We all believe in justice.
我哋大家都相信公义。
We know it's found in the Bible.
我哋都知道圣经里边经常提起公义。
But what exactly is justice?
但系公义系究竟实际系乜嘢嚟咧
？What does it mean?
系点解嘅咧？呢、这个字。
What does it look like?
咁公義呢樣嘢係點樣樣嘅咧
？How can we define it？
咁我哋點樣定義公義呢樣嘢咧
？At IJM, one of our favorite passages is from the prophet Micah。
咁我哋喺差會裏邊咧，我哋最中意嘅一個嘅經文咧，就係喺尼迦書。
I want to read from Micah chapter 6。
咁咧，我哋喺尼迦書第六章嗰度讀一次嘅經文。
Beginning at verse 6。
但係尼迦書第六章第六節。
He has told you, O mortal, what is good.
我朝见耶和华在至高上上帝面前跪拜。
And what does the Lord require of you?
当献上什么呢
？But to do justice,
就系跳咗啦，就系耶和华已经指示你要你行公义。
And to love kindness,
好怜悯。
And to walk humbly with your God.
全谦卑的心与你的上帝同行。
Micah says that is what the Lord requires of us.
尼迦先知就是说上帝要求我们就是这三样东西。
The Lord doesn't suggest it of us.
上帝没有说建议我们做这三样东西。
The Lord doesn't hope that we do that.
上帝没有说我真的很盼望希望你们会做到这三样东西。
Micah says the Lord requires it of us.
尼迦先知话上帝要求我哋每一个人做呢三样嘢。
So it's very important.
所以上帝咁样讲嘅时候就系好重要嘅嘢嚟噶。
Micah said the Lord requires three things.
尼迦先知话上帝要求我哋佢嘅子民有三件事要做。
Do justice.
行公义。
Love kindness.
好怜悯。
Walk with God.
同埋与你嘅上帝同行。
Let's look at these.
我哋睇一睇呢三样嘢。
Let's start with the second one.
我哋讲第二样嘢先。
Love kindness.
好怜悯。
That one I understand.
好怜悯我会明白啊。
Loving kindness means to show acts of mercy and compassion.
好怜悯就系有一个慈悲嘅心啦，有同情人嘅心啦。
It's sometimes hard for me to do.
有阵时好难做得到。
But I can understand the concept.
但起码我知道乜嘢叫做好怜悯。
How about the third one?
第三样。
Walk humbly with God.
全谦卑嘅心与你的上帝同行。
I think we know what that means.
呢个亦都大家会明白。
It means to follow a daily relationship with God Himself.
就系话每一日我哋同主有一个好亲密嘅一齐同佢同行。
And it also involves evangelism and discipleship.
亦都有讲到传福音同埋门徒造就。
Walking with God.
与神同行。
Not always easy to do.
唔系容易嘅事。
But I can understand it.
但系我知道乜嘢叫做与神同行。
Now let's look at the first one.
咁翻翻去第一样啦。
Do justice.
行公义。
What does that mean?
行公义点解咧？
How do we do it?
怎样去行公义呢?
That's a little harder to grasp.
这个是有少少难度了,你去明白当中的意义。
Well, as you might imagine, when you work for an organization called International Justice Mission,
当我是在一个国际公义使命团来工作,这个我们的差会就讲公义的。
We think a lot about justice.
咁所以我哋喺差会里边咧，成日都会谂到公义呢样嘢。
After all, justice is our middle name。
所以我哋嘅差会嘅中间嘅名就系公义。
When you, we believe at IJM, one of the first steps in learning how to do justice。
我哋喺使命团里边觉得我哋第一样嘢要知道点样公义咧
，is learning how to identify its opposite。
咁咧就我哋首先要知道乜嘢叫做不公义，佢嘅相反就系不公义。
And what is the opposite of justice?
公义嘅相反系乜嘢咧
？Injustice
就系不公义啦。
How do you define injustice?
点样知是叫做不公义咧
？It's a common term。
呢个系好常常听到啲人讲噶。
But it might be overused in our culture.
但是在美国的文化里面呢，可能已经是被滥用的一个不公义这个的词汇。
So let me ask you.
咁我就问问大家啦。
When is the last time you suffered from real injustice?
最近一次你觉得有不公义的事情发生在你身上的时候是什么东西呢？
Think about it.
你想想那件事，你觉得不公义那件事是什么东西呢？
Real injustice.
真真正正对你不公义的事情。
I think sometimes in America,
在美国呢，我们常常都会这样的。
We're too quick to call something an injustice.
我们很快就会将一些事情就说这个是不公义。
That might not actually fit the definition.
但是你觉得的不公义那件事情呢，未必可以定义成为真正的不公义的。
Let me offer some examples.
啊，或者举例啊。
You're at the grocery store.
咁啊，喺呢个超级市场啦，你买嘢。
You're in a hurry.
咁啊，你系好赶时间。
You just have a few things you want to buy.
咁啊，你手上咧，你净系得几样嘢要买嘅啫。
And so you go to the checkout line.
咁啊，去到嗰个诶俾钱嗰度。
And you go to the express line.
有一个成日咧喺超级市场咧有一条快线嘅。
The fast line.
嗰条快线系点样嘅咧
？And the sign says the limit is 10 items.
通常咧就系嗰个收银嗰度咧就话有条快线咧就话十件嘅货品以下嘅你先至可以用嗰条快线。
You have 5 items.
咁你手上只系得五样嘢啦。
But the person in front of you.
咁咧佢见你见到前边嗰个顾客咧
，She has 15 items.
咁佢喺嗰个车仔嗰度咧有成15样嘢。
This is an injustice.
哇，咁不公义嘅事情发生紧啦！
You are in the wrong line.
你喺呢个应该系快线嚟噶嘛？你点可以咁样嚟到喺度
？I'm in a hurry.
咁我系赶时间噶。
Injustice.
呢个咁不公义嘅事情发生紧啦。
Is it really?
系咪真系不公义啊
？It's an inconvenience.
呢个系一啲嘅不方便啦。
It's an annoyance.
呢啲系一啲嘅厌烦啦。
But maybe it's not an injustice.
但是不是严重到说真是不公义吗
？Another example.
好，另外举例。
You're in a hurry.
咁又好赶时间啦。
You're in your car.
咁咧，我哋喺公路嗰度开紧车。
It's rush hour.
咁咧就塞紧车啦。
You're trying to get on the freeway.
咁咧，我哋咧就想上公路啦。
There's a long line of cars.
咁咧就排队咁样，慢慢大家好有规矩咁样就上公路。
And there's a stoplight.
咁咧就前边咧就有个红绿灯。
When it turns green, one car goes.
咁呢个咧就净系加州先会有嘅啫。咁呢度冇噶吓。啊，系明尼苏达州都会有嘅吓。We don't have it in Boston.
Oh, you don't.
Yes.
In Minnesota.
系啦，明尼苏达州就会有啲咁嘅嘢噶啦，就系喺个入去公路嘅时候咧，咁有个红绿灯，逐架车咁样放入去嘅。
And then it turns green on this side.
咁样咧，呢边咧就开绿灯啦。
And one car goes.
咁啊，一架车就上公路。
And you get to the front of the line.
咁啊，终于咧就等到轮到你咯，去到个红绿灯前面。
And you're waiting for your turn.
咁啊，准备咧，我准备上公路啦，终于。
But in the next lane, two cars go.
跟住咧喺隔篱咧有两架车咁样插队入咗嚟。
A car gets in front of you.
哇，竟然咧爬咗我头。
That car should be behind you.
嗰架车应该喺我后边噶嘛，而家咧就喺咗我前边。
That is an injustice.
哇，非常之不公义啊
！Is it really?
系咪真系不公义啊
？It's an inconvenience.
系不方便咧。
It's an annoyance.
系好烦厌嘅。
Let me offer another example.
好，最后一个举例。
You're watching a sporting event.
咁我哋喺电视机睇球赛啦。
Your team is playing.
咁我哋嗰队球队喺度打紧波。
But the official makes a bad call.
咁个球证咧，突然间咧就吹鸡啦，就但系咧就好唔公平咁样吹鸡。
That goes against the Red Sox.
咁咧就话我哋嘅红袜队又话要罚我哋。
Wow, an injustice.
哎呀，好不公义啊
！Oh, probably not.
可能呢个唔系不公义啊嘛。
I think you get the idea.
大家大概都知得到我哋想讲啲乜啦。
So let's bring it a little closer to home.
讲一讲贴身啲噶啦。
Maybe it's your child.
你自己啲仔女。
Who's about to graduate from high school?
咁咧就that's me.
啊，
咁咧就个仔女要中学毕业啦。
And is applying to colleges.
咁咧就好辛苦去申请大学啊。
And she has her heart set on. her top choice.
咁啊，啲仔女咧就啊，我一定要去到哈佛 MIT 啊，咁系嘛
？And the letter comes in the mail.
哎呀，跟住咧，嗰个收到信啦。
And she opens it up.
咁咧，个仔女就打开咗信。
And she didn't get in.
哎呀，间学校拒绝咗佢啊。
And as her parent,
咁作为父母啊
，you think this is an injustice.
作为父母就话。好不公义啊
！She's so smart.
我啲细路咁醒目系咪
？She hard. She works hard.
佢又勤力又醒目。
How could she not get in？
嗰间学校点解会唔收佢噶
？It's a major disappointment.
呢个系一个好大嘅失望。
Might even be heartbreaking.
可能好心伤。
But it might not be an injustice.
但系未必系不公义、啊。
Last example.
最后一个。
I promise.
最后一个
at work
喺公司嗰度
you're a hard worker
我好勤力咁样翻工做嘢
you've been at the company for 10 years
喺呢间公司做咗十年啦挨咗
you're ready to be promoted
啊我就嚟升职啦
and the news comes
跟住咧老板咧就同你讲
a promotion is announced
咁样咧就话我哋而家公司要升人啦
and the promotion is for your colleague
咁咧就系你嘅同事唔系你啊
He's only been there 5 years.
呢个同事嚟咗个五年货仔。
How could he get that promotion?
佢点会升佢啊，大佬
？That's also disappointing, isn't it?
呢个系好失望。
Maybe heartbreaking.
可能非常之伤心。
But maybe not injustice.
但系未必系不公义。
So what?Is injustice then?
咁样咧，真正嘅不公义系乜嘢咧
？Let me offer a definition.
咁样咧，就系大家，我为大家下一个定义。
It's one that we use at IJM.
呢个咧就系喺我哋事团里边咧嚟到做一个嘅定义。
We believe injustice is this.
我哋定义乜嘢叫做不公义咧
？The abuse of power.
滥用权力。
By taking from others,
夺取别人嘅
what God has given them,
神所赐俾佢哋嘅嘢，你用滥用你嘅权力去夺取过嚟。
I'll repeat it. This is important.
再嚟多次啊
Injustice is the abuse of power by taking from others what God has given them.
不公义就系有人滥用权力。嚟到夺取别人嘅嘢，嗰啲嘢系神俾佢哋嘅。
If that's what injustice is，
如果呢个就系不公义嘅定义啦
，then I would propose that doing justice looks like this。
咁样咧就话乜嘢叫做行公义咧？就系以下啦。
We do justice。
我哋点样行公义啊
？Whenever we learn that something God given，
就系话当我哋知道有啲。神有啲嘢系神所赐予嗰啲人嘅
，has been wrongfully taken，
有人滥用佢嘅权力嚟到夺取咗
，by someone who has more power，
嗰啲人就系滥用佢嘅权力嚟到夺取咗神俾佢哋嘅嘢
，and we do justice when we choose to do something about that。
当我哋作为基督徒嘅时候，我哋要做一啲嘢咧，呢个就系行公义啦。
That's doing justice。
呢个就系行公义啦。
Now, of course, real injustice does happen right here in Boston.
真正嘅不公义，我哋喺波士顿都要见到。
We all know that.
我哋都知道。
And there's plenty that we can and should be doing about it.
有好多不公义嘅事，我哋教会亦都应该去做。
And as I've come to learn about your church this weekend, I know you are doing something about injustice.
咁啊，今个周末我哋嚟到你哋教会嘅时候咧，亦都知道你哋教会咧，亦都系做紧呢啲去面对不公义嘅事情。
At IJM, we choose to fight certain injustice.
咁我哋使命团咧就系决定咧去喺世界上边揾一啲不公义嘅事情嚟到去帮助嘅。
Certain kinds in certain places.
喺一啲好特定嘅国家里边，我哋做一啲好特定嘅不公义嚟对抗。
All around the world.
喺世界上边，我哋都有咁做。
So let me give you a little history about IJM.
咁样咧就讲一讲我哋使命团嘅背景啦。
IJM was started 21 years ago.
喺21年前咧，我哋嘅使命团嚟成立咗。
By an American attorney named Gary Haugen.
咁咧就係、是、有一個嘅、美國嘅律師咧，就係、是、Gary Haugen 咧，佢哋就創立咗呢個使命團。
Gary studied right here at Harvard。
咁樣咧就、Gary 呢個律師咧就係、是、喺哈佛嘅、法律學院嚟到攻讀嘅。
Gary was serving with the U.S. Department of Justice。
咁咧、Gary 當時候咧就係、是、喺美國嘅司法部咧，喺華府嘅司法部咧嚟到係工作。
In Washington D.C.
喺華府嚟到工作。
When he got a phone call。
咁樣咧喺佢有一日咧就佢收到一個電話。
It was from the United Nations。
咁咧就聯合國咧嚟到去打電話俾佢。
The year was 1994.
咁當時候係1994年。
And Gary was asked by the UN to do a very important task.
咁當時候咧，聯合國咧就打電話去司法部啦，就揾阿 Gary 啦。咁咧就係話我要你幫手做一件事。
He was asked to go to Rwanda in East Africa.
當時候喺東非有一個國家叫做盧旺達。
Where there had just been a genocide.
咁樣咧喺盧旺達當年咧就係、是、有一個嘅種族嘅屠殺。
1 million people had died in 100 days。
喺100日嘅裏邊咧，有100萬嘅盧旺達嘅人民咧係被屠殺。
And so Gary traveled to Rwanda。
所以咧就阿 Gary 咧就收到呢個電話之後咧，佢就去到盧旺達呢個國家。
And for several weeks, he served as the lead investigator.
咁咧就有幾個禮拜嘅時間咧，阿 Gary 就係擔任呢個首席嘅調查官，嚟到調查呢個種族屠殺嘅事件。
And his primary task was to identify the cause of death.
咁咧調查啲咩咧？就調查嗰啲人係點樣死嘅。
Of people who had been slaughtered.
就係話種族屠殺嗰被屠殺嗰啲人係點樣死嘅。
And this took him to places of unimaginable horror.
佢去到當地要調查嘅時候，佢去到一啲好可怕嘅地方。
Places where people had gone for safety，
一啲地方你以為係好安全嘅地方。
Schools，
學校啦。
Open fields，
喺一啲嘅田野間啦。
Even churches like this，
甚至係喺教會嘅裏邊啦。
They'd gone there for safety， but they were not safe。
咁咧就啲人咧就匿喺裏邊，但係後尾都被屠殺。
And they were killed by their fellow citizens。
他们被哪些人杀的呢？就是他们自己那些盧旺達其他 的族人。
Sometimes even by their own family members.
甚至是自己的家人亲手杀他。
Simply because they were part of a different tribe.
因为他们是不同种族。
And so Gary saw firsthand with his own eyes.
就是 Gary 在当时候是亲身的经历得到。
That what these vulnerable people needed in their time of greatest need.
这些弱势的群体，这些受压迫者，他们最需要的是什么？
Was not clean water.
他们最需要的不是干净的食水。
Or a new house.
不是一间新的屋。
Or a medical clinic.
或者不是一些医疗的服务。
Or a new school.
或者是一间新的学校。
Or seeds for farming.
或者是他们要耕种的时候那些种子。
Or a micro loan.
或者是一些贷款。
Or a Bible study,
或者甚至是查经,
or a child sponsor,
或者是领养儿童计划,
or a film about Jesus,
或者是耶稣传那个的, 那出的戏。
All of those are very, very important.
刚才我讲的所有的都是很重要。
But what these people needed at their time of greatest need,
但是这班被压迫的受压迫者当时候最需要的是一样东
西。Was simply someone to stop the hand of their oppressor.
就是当那一刻要有人停住那个压迫者那个手叫他不要施暴。
And when that person wasn't there to stop,
当时候没有人来到去停止的时候
chaos ensued.
就灾难就临到这一批一百万的卢旺达的死者。
And Gary had an idea.
Gary 当时候就有一个咁嘅谂法。
To start a ministry that protected the poor from violence.
就是他要成立一个机构，对嗰啲贫者、嗰啲贫穷嘅人，避免佢哋受到暴力嘅摧残。
So IJM was started in 1997.
所以喺1997年，我哋嘅国际公益使命团就成立啦。
And our vision is this.
我哋个当时嗰个嘅嗰个意象系乜嘢咧
？To rescue thousands，
我哋系有世界上面有上千嘅人，我哋可以救嘅。
Protect millions，
我哋可以保护上百万嘅人。
and prove that justice for the poor is possible.
我哋要证明一样嘢，就系喺贫穷嘅人嘅里边系可以有公义嘅。
We do this in 17 offices around the world.
喺世界上边，我哋有17个国家有办事处。
Not by creating new laws.
我哋唔系要去成立一啲新嘅法律。
But by working with local authorities to simply get them to start enforcing their own laws.
我哋去帮助当地嘅政府嚟到去实行佢哋自己已经有嘅法律啊。
Remember our definition of injustice.
记唔记得我头先讲嘅乜嘢叫做嗰个不公义嗰个嘅定义系乜嘢？
The abuse of power by taking from others what God has given them.
有人滥用权力嚟到将神赐俾其他人嘅嘢去夺取。
So at IJM, we respond to injustice.
喺我哋嘅事团里边，我哋对不公义嘅事情有啲乜嘢嘅反应啦？
When we learn that something has been wrongfully taken by powerful people.
就是我们去当我们知道在世界上有人用滥用他的权力来到去夺取人的东西。
And what is taken?
有些什么他们夺取了、啊、
What injustice do we respond to?
那些不公义是我们要反应去反应那些什么的不公义、啊、
Sometimes innocence is what is taken.
有一些童真是被夺去的。
The innocence of a child.
一个小孩的童真是被夺去。
So we confront the injustice of child sexual abuse.
我们去正视去面对去反映这个的在孩童那些的性暴力。
In the country of Bolivia.
在玻利维亚。
If you sexually assault a child,
如果你向一个小孩子施暴，
you are more likely to die slipping in your bathtub.
你可能就是你在那个冲凉的时候跌倒而死呢？
Then you are to go to jail for your crime.
你那个其实他想讲的就是说你去入监狱那个即是他被判入监那个机会是很小的。
That is injustice.
这个呢就是很不公义了。
In the Philippines,
在菲律宾，
children are losing their innocence.
很多的小孩子是被失去这个童真。
Through sexual abuse that is filmed by a webcam.
在他们被性侵犯的时候呢是被录影起来。
And someone pays to watch it online.
咁咧就喺网上咧有好多嘅顾客嚟到俾钱嚟到去睇呢啲细路仔被施暴。
That is injustice.
呢个就系不公义。
The stealing of innocence.
呢个就系将一个细路仔佢嘅童真夺去。
Sometimes what's taken is freedom.
有阵时候系自由被夺去。
Women and girls are trafficked against their will.
有妇女有细路女是被人口贩卖咁样嚟到去买卖。
To serve in the sex trade.
喺呢个喺呢个个色情嘅事业里面呢是被贩卖。
That happens around the world and it happens here in Massachusetts.
喺全世界都有㗎啦喺直情喺波士顿亦都有。
But we're fighting that in the Dominican Republic, in Cambodia,And in the Philippines.
但是我们的事团决定就是在这个多明尼加共和国在柬埔寨和在菲律宾我们去正视这个的问题。
In the country of Ghana, boys are trafficked to work fishing boats.
在非洲的加拿这个地方呢就那些小孩子呢就要被逼呢去做这些童工。
And we've spoken about that here this weekend.
刚刚过了这个周末呢我们也有提过这个这件事情。
In the country of India,
在印度,
entire families are held against their will.
整个的家庭呢是被逼啊，是去做苦工。
And forced to work in brick kilns and in rice factories.
在那些做砖那些砖窑那些工厂里面做，或者是在那些白米那些加工厂里面呢，来到去被逼来到做这个劳工。
When freedom is taken, that is injustice.
当一个人的自由被夺去，这个就是不公义。
Sometimes what's taken is land.
有阵时候被夺去的就是你的地啦。
We defend widows in Uganda.
喺烏干達一啲嘅寡婦
，whose property has been stolen from them by families of their deceased husbands。
咁咧，佢嗰個嘅已故嘅丈夫啦，嗰啲嘅地啦，就俾佢丈夫嗰邊啲家人咧嚟到奪去。
Innocence, freedom, land，
童真啦，自由啦，地啦。
Sometimes even life is what's taken。
甚至生命亦都係被人奪去。
Not just the lives of those whom we are serving，
唔係淨係話我哋去保護嗰啲人嘅生命被人奪去。
But 2 years ago, the life of an IJM employee was taken as well。
喺兩年前，我哋使命團有同工亦都係被殺。
One of my colleagues in Kenya was kidnapped by the police。
喺非洲肯亞呢個國家，我哋有一個同工係俾肯亞嘅警察去嚟到去綁架咗。
And he disappeared for a week。
咁樣咧就失蹤咗一個禮拜。
And then his body was found。
跟住咧就佢嘅屍體咧就被發現。
Kidnapped by the police who are supposed to be protecting。
當地嘅警察竟然係去做呢個綁架。那些警察應該是保護我們的。
There are 4 police officers in Kenya who are now on trial for that crime.
現在肯亞政府是起訴有4名的肯亞警察。
Police abuse of power, that is injustice.
當警察濫用他的權力的時候，這個就是不公義。
These are all cases in which brutal violence has been inflicted by people with power against people who are vulnerable.
剛才我們講的就是有人濫用權力來到向受壓者施暴。
And this is an abomination in the eyes of our just and merciful God.
在我們公義、慈悲、仁愛的神的眼前，這些都是大邪惡。
The God we worship hates injustice.
我們所敬拜的神，祂恨惡不公義。
He is appalled by it.
他非常討厭不公義。
And at IJM, we see instances of injustice as opportunities to intervene.
我們使命團見到這些不公義的事情的時候，我們就見到有機會是去來到去幫手。
To be God's instruments on earth.
就是被神去使用。
To be traffickers of hope.
来到去成为一个的盼望。
In the most hopeless and dark and overwhelming cases.
在世界上面最黑暗的角落，使到他们有盼望。
That's what we're trying to do at IJM.
这个就是我们使命团想做的事。
It's exactly where God's people need to be.
这个就是我们相信神希望神的子民在那些地方。
All of us, all of God's people.
这个就是神希望的神所有的子民都做这件事。
But it's difficult work.
但是这个是很困难的工作。
And it's a daunting task.
也是一个很艰巨很大的工作。
The scope of our work is immense and sometimes overwhelming.
我们的工作这些这样的事工的实在是很广泛，也是有时候觉得是太大。
I'll give you an example.
或者我讲一讲一个的例子。
Did you know that there are more slaves in the world now than at any time in human history?
在现今的世代人类在这个的奴隶的当中是多过我们人类历史以来加上去上来。
Even though slavery is illegal.
就算我们其实已经是解放了这个奴隶制度。
How many slaves are there?
总共在世界上有多少个奴隶呢？
40 million.
大概有4000万的人口是在奴隶的当中。
That's a big number, isn't it?
这个是很大很大的一个人口。
How many is 40 million?
那么4000万是有多少人呢？
Well, 40 million is every man, woman, and child in the state of Massachusetts.
那么就是在麻省所有的男女和小孩加在一起。
And the state of Connecticut.
再加上康州所有的人口。
And New Hampshire.
再加埋New Hampshire 嘅所有嘅人口。
And Rhode Island.
再加埋羅德島所有嘅人口。
And Vermont.
再加埋呢個 Vermont 嘅人口。
And Maine.
再加埋呢個緬因州嘅人口。
And New York.
再加曬所有紐約州嘅人口。
And my home state of Minnesota.
再加埋明尼蘇達嘅人口。
That's 40 million.
咁啊，大概咧有4,000,000啦。
40 million is the population of the entire country of Canada.
成個加拿大國家都冇4,000,000人啊。
Plus another 4 million.
係啦，再加多400,000人咧，就係加拿大嘅國家嘅人口啦。
All of them held against their will.
全部都係啊受呢個奴役呢個奴隸嗰個嘅鉛制。
There are more slaves in India than in any country in the world.
全世界最多奴隸嘅地方係印度。
18 million.
1,800,000嘅人咧係喺奴隸嘅制度下邊。
And IJM has been at work in India for 20 years.
喺20年嘅裏邊，我哋事團喺印度不斷嘅工作。
And we're working with the Indian government to move that number down.
我哋亦都係同印度政府合作，嘗試係將一啲人係可以喺呢個奴隸嘅鉛制嘅下邊嚟到救出嚟。
The country with the second highest number of slaves.
全世界第二大嘅奴隸嘅人口，你估係邊個國家？
It's China.
係中國。
About 3.5 million.
有350,000嘅中國人係喺奴隸嘅制度下邊。
And the U.S. is not immune either.
咁樣喺美國咧，就亦都唔會差喎。
There's about 50,000.
大概係50,000個奴隸度咯。
40 million people.
4,000,000嘅人口。
It's 4 times the number of slaves who were trafficked during the transatlantic slave trade.
在歷史裏面，由非洲運來美國的黑奴。
And that was 400 years long.
有400年的時間，非洲的黑奴不斷地被運過來美國。
But somehow by the grace of God,
这个是神的恩典。
IJM is now the largest international anti-slavery organization in the world.
我们的使命团是在世界上最大的一个机构，来到是反奴隶的一个机构。
Now, when I joined IJM 2 years ago,
两年前我参加这个差会，
I was proud and impressed to know that fact.
我就好觉得很荣幸，我们的差会是全世界最大的了。
But I've come to realize that fact is actually kind of sobering.
咁咧，但系后屘我先至睇到啲数字之后咧，就觉得好伤感。
And it makes me a little sad.
系啦，令我有啲伤感。
And the reason is because slavery is at its all-time worst.
因为咧喺现今嘅世代里边咧，奴隶嘅呢个嘅问题咧系最严重而家。
40 million slaves.
4,000,000嘅奴隶。
And ours is the largest organization fighting it?
咁咧就睇一睇我哋自己嘅机构吓，原来我哋已经系全世界最大噶啦。
How can that be?
吓，点解会即系吓我哋个咁细嘅机构点会系全世界最大咧
？Most people have never heard of us.
又大部分嘅人都未听过我哋呢个事团嘅。
We have fewer than 20 offices around the world.
咁咧就喺世界各地，我哋就系少过20个办事处咯。
We have fewer than 1,000 employees.
我哋都唔够1,000个员工。
Let me give you a comparison.
咁啊，就相對一下啦，比較一下啦。
Let's take Boston College.
咁咧係Boston College 啊 ，BC 呢個大學啦。
How many students are there?
咁咧有幾多個學生咧
？About 14,000.
有14,000個學生。
How many employees are serving those 14,000?
咁
咧，
佢哋有幾多員工咧？大學有幾多員工咧
？About 4,000.
大概有4,000個員工嚟到去服侍14,000個學生。
It's 4 times as many employees as we have.
呢個淨係一間咁嘅大學就已經有4倍我哋咁多嘅全世界加埋嘅我哋嘅使團嘅員工。
We need help.
我哋需要幫手。
And that's why we're taking our message to the church.
所以我哋喺世界各地，我哋向教會嚟到去帶出呢個信息。
That's why we are so glad that you've invited us to be with you this weekend.
所以我哋好开心贵教会嚟到邀请我哋嚟到呢个社会责任年会。
We need more people in the fight.
我哋需要更加多嘅人嚟到去正视呢啲事。
We've come to realize that God's plan for fighting slavery.
我哋慢慢发现咧，神嗰个计划系点样嘅咧
？In fact, God's plan for fighting all injustice.
就是神怎样去神的计划怎样去来到去对付这个不公义呢
is the church.
就是教会。
It's us.
就是我们基督徒。
It's you and me.
就是你和我。
The people of God.
这个神的子民。
We are God's first choice to combat all of these evil wrongs.
这个神作为神的子民，神呢是首先要用到我们来到去对付这个不公义的事情。
And here's something truly remarkable.
这个呢就是好，对我来讲是很振奋的。
There is no other plan.
这个呢我们不是后备或者是有其他的计划。
God has no plan B.
神呢是没有一个后备的计划的，神呢就是要用我们这班的神的子民。
His plan is us.
这个就是神的计划，我们。
Now, as hard as that may be for us to believe,
这样你可能不相信，但是呢，我可以跟大家讲一讲。
There's plenty of evidence in the Bible to indicate this is how God operates.
在圣经里面呢，有很多的证明呢，就是说神的计划呢，就是我们。
Let's look at the story we heard read earlier from the Gospel of Mark.
这样呢，刚才主席读那个马可福音那段的经文呢，就可以看得到神的计划是什么了。
Let me set the stage.
咁咧就讲一讲呢、这个呢、这个故事嗰个背景啦。
Jesus and the disciples are tired and they're hungry.
咁样咧，耶稣咧同埋佢班门徒咧又好攰啦，又好肚饿啦。
They've been doing the hard work of ministry.
咁咧，佢哋咧就周围传道啦。咁而家咧已经好攰啦。
So they went off in a boat to escape the crowds.
咁样咧，佢哋就走上只船嗰度咧，就话：哎呀，快啲远离下人群啦，因为我哋又攰又肚饿。
But they weren't successful.
但系咧，佢哋唔成功啦，就系离开唔到个人群啦。
The crowds followed them.
咁咧，嗰班人群咧就一路咁跟住佢哋。
And when the boat came to shore,
咁咧就嗰佢哋日船咧就埋岸嘅时候。
A big crowd was waiting for them.
咁咧就喺岸上边咧，就已经有一大堆嘅人群喺度啦，等紧佢哋。
So what does Jesus do?
咁咧就耶稣点样做啊
？Mark says he began teaching them many things.
咁样咧，马可福音就话啦，耶稣咧就开始教训众人好多事情。
He teaches and he teaches and he teaches some more.
咁咧佢就不断教训人，不断又做好多教导。
He teaches for so long that the disciples start getting worried.
咁咧，耶稣咧当时候咧教导咗好耐嘅时间啦，咁有啲门徒咧开始担心。
And let's be honest, they were probably also getting hungry.
咁咧就佢哋担心，即系话咧佢哋肚饿啦又。
So they tell Jesus to send the people away so they can get something to eat.
咁咧门徒咧就同耶稣讲话，不如咧叫啲人群翻，即系去走啦，咁咧就佢哋咧就可以去买嘢食。
And what does Jesus say to the disciples?
咁样咧，就耶稣基督同佢嘅门徒点样讲咧
？His response is some of the most surprising and powerful and challenging words in all of Scripture.
当时候咧，耶稣咧讲咗一句说话咧，系好惊讶嘅，系好震撼嘅，亦都系对门徒一个好大嘅挑战。
He says this.
佢耶稣点讲啊
？You give them something to eat.
啊，你哋去搵嘢食俾佢哋。
You do it.
你哋去咯。
Don't send them away.
唔好叫佢哋走啊！你哋去揾嘢食俾佢哋。
You're my plan.
你哋就系我嘅计划啦。
The disciples can't believe it.
佢啲门徒直情不敢相信。
This is absurd.
呢个系天方夜谭。
They tell Jesus it would take more than half a year's wages to buy enough food to feed this crowd.
要买咁多嘢食咧，半年嘅工资都会花费，然之后先至可以喂得咁多人啊！
Mark tells us there were 5,000 men in the crowd.
马可喺当时记录低咧，就大概有5,000 个男人。
Which means there were probably as many women and children in the crowd as well.
咁咧，所以亦都有大概有5,000 个女人加细路。
There were probably 10,000 people.
所以加起上嚟大概有10,000人喺嗰度。
10,000 is too many.
一万人太多啦嘛。
Challenge is too big.
呢个挑战太大啦嘛。
Couldn't possibly be accomplished.
系冇可能嚟到去搞得掂噶。
Jesus, this time you don't understand.
咁咧，佢哋门徒就话啦：耶稣话你今次真系好搞唔掂啦嘛。
You don't know what you're asking.
你耶稣话你知唔知道你自己要我哋做乜啊
？We don't have what it takes to feed them.
我哋根本冇可能去喂饱咁多人啦。
And then Jesus says.Some more surprising and powerful words.
跟住咧，耶稣又更加仲讲得出一句更加出奇嘅说话。
He looks at the disciples and he says this.
佢望住啲门徒话，问佢哋。
Okay, what do you have?
咁你哋有乜嘢
？How many loaves have you got?
你哋有几多饼啊
？We know the rest of the story, don't we?
咁我哋就知得到嗰个故事继续点样发展落去啦。
A young boy comes forward.
咁咧有个细路仔走出嚟
，with his sack lunch.
咁咧佢嘅嗰个午餐袋里边有啲食物
And what's in the lunch?
咁啊，午餐檔裏邊有啲乜嘢啊
？Five loaves.
五個餅。
Two fish.
啊，兩條魚。
That's it.
係咁多啦，嗰個午餐檔裏邊。
And Jesus looks at the boy's lunch.
咁咧就耶穌就望住呢個午餐台。
And he says.
咁啊好啊，佢就話啦。
That's great.
咁啊，誒唔錯啊。
That'll do.
咁啊已經夠啦。
That's enough.
咁啊已經足夠啦。
He takes the food.
咁咧耶穌就攞起咗嗰啲食物。
Five loaves and two fish.
5饼2鱼。
And looking up to heaven.
咁咧就望住個天。
Jesus gave thanks.
咁就祝謝了。
And he gave them to his disciples to feed the people.
咁咧就俾咗門徒叫佢哋去分俾眾人食啦。
And they all ate and were satisfied.
咁咧眾人咧都食咗，亦都係好飽啦。
It's a miracle.
依個係一個嘅五餅二魚嘅神蹟。
That's what doing justice looks like.
呢個咧就係我哋現今世代要。对抗呢个不公义嘅事情嘅时候，我哋需要做嘅嘢。
It's taking what we have，
我哋就攞我哋有嘅嘢
，offering it to Jesus，
就俾耶稣基督
，and then letting him bless it，
等耶稣基督去祝谢
，and then getting to work，
跟住就去工作。
This morning，
今朝早
，in the face of all the disturbing news that I gave you，
我已经同大家分享咗喺呢个世界上面有咁多不公义嘅事情。
The incredible odds.
呢个我哋要对抗呢个不公义嘅事情，我哋根本系冇可能嘅。
The enormous evil.
呢个咁大嘅邪恶喺呢个世间上边。
Jesus has a question for us.
耶稣基督对大家有一个嘅问题。
The question is this.
耶稣基督提出呢个嘅问题。
What's in your sack lunch?
喺你个午餐袋嘅里边有啲乜嘢
？What do you have to bring to the table?
你拿住呢个午餐袋嚟到耶稣基督嘅时候，个午餐袋里面有啲乜嘢
？What are your resources for the battle？
你手上边有嘅资源系乜嘢
？And I know what you're thinking。
我谂你大家都可能谂紧呢个嘢。
You're thinking I don't have much。
我边度有嘢啊
？Who am I？
我系边个啊
？Don't sell yourself short。
唔好咁快话俾自己听，你乜嘢都冇。
I've thought that as well。
我。都系咁谂噶噃。
I work for International Justice Mission。
我系为呢个使命团嚟嘅工作。
But I'm no hero。
我亦都，但系我唔系一个咩英雄啊。
I'm not an attorney。
我又唔系律师。
I'm not a police investigator。
我又唔系去调查嗰啲警察嗰啲嘅调查员。
I'm not a social worker。
我亦都唔系社会工作者。
I've never busted down the door of a brothel。
我冇话一冲入去一个记者里边去拉人。
Or rescued families from a rice manufacturing company。
我亦都冇话到去到印度嚟到去拯救嗰啲喺嗰啲加工厂里边嗰班嘅奴隶。
I've never argued the case of an innocent victim in court。
我亦都冇话去到法院里边、法庭上边嚟到去为一啲嘅受压迫者嚟到去辩护。
I've never nurtured a rescued victim of abuse back to health。
我亦都未试过话见到一个被施暴嘅人，我去帮助佢嚟到去重新振作。
And I never will。
我可能呢一世都唔会啊。
I'm just a middle-aged pastor。
我只不过一个中年嘅牧师。
With a wife and two kids,
有太太同埋咧有两个喺大学嘅仔女。
I've got tuition bills to pay.
我亦都有呢个学费要交。
I've got a mortgage to pay off.
我要供屋。
I have a mother who's getting older who needs my care.
我有个年老嘅母亲需要照顾。
I've got a driveway of snow back home waiting to be shoveled.
咁啊，我屋企亦都要好似大家咁样铲雪。
I've got a dog that needs to be walked.
咁咧，我有只狗，咁每日咧就去你照顾佢。
I'm just a regular guy.
我只不过一个好普通嘅人。
But by the grace of God.
但系因为神嘅恩典。
I've been given the privilege of having a new name.
我而家系有一个嘅新嘅呢个嘅身份。
Abolitionist.
系解放奴隶嘅人。
Freedom fighter.
去为自由而争斗嘅人
，fighter for justice，
系对付不公义嘅人。
Friends, if God can use me, God can use anyone。
朋友，如果神可以用我嘅话，佢都可以用你。
That's God's plan。
呢个就系神嘅计划。
It always has been。
呢个神不嬲都系呢个计划。
The work that IJM is doing is holy work.
我们使命团所做的是一个神圣的工作。
And by the grace of God,
是透过神的恩典,
all of us are invited to join him in this work.
我们每一个人都是被邀请是做这个神的神圣的工作。
So again, my question to you this morning,
今早向大家提出一个问题。
What's in your sack lunch?
在你的午餐袋里面有什么?
It might not be much.
可能不是很多东西。
It might just be a few loaves.
可能有些这样的面包。
Not very big.
也不是很大的面包。
Not very tasty.
也是很淡的，可能没什么味道的。
And it might be just two fish.
可能是有两条鱼啦。
Might not be tuna fish.
丹拿鱼，可能不是丹拿鱼啦。
But the Lord can use it.
但是神可以用的。
Not much to look at, is it?
那没什么怎么看啦，是不是？
But in the eyes of Jesus, do you know what this is?
在耶稣的眼中，他看到这些面包和这些鱼，你猜他看到什么？
It's enough.
耶稣说，够了。
I don't know what's in your lunch.
我不知道你那个午餐袋里面有什么。
But I do know this.
但我知道。
Jesus will put it to good use.
耶稣基督一定会可以用得到你午餐袋里面的东西。
He'll take what you have.
他会拿走你有的东西。
He will bless it.
他会祝谢,
he will multiply it.
他会祝福之后再去使用,
and he will use it to help change the world.
耶稣基督会用你有的东西去改变这个世界。
The world is a hard place.
这个世界是一个很困难的世界。
But we are called to be traffickers of hope.
但是神叫我们在这个世界上就是成为了一个有盼望的祝福。
And I'm here to tell you today, hope is winning.
我们现在可以告诉你,
thank you for joining us in the battle.
多谢大家和我们一起打这场的仗。
If you've heard anything today that challenges you,
如果今天大家听完这个信息, 心里面有感动,
if you want to learn more,
如果大家想知道更多,
we have a table outside.
外面可能有个台有些资料在这里。
We have materials about our work. If you want to pray with us, we'll put you to work. If you want to be an advocate, we'll put you to work. If you want to be a voice for the voiceless, we'll put you to work. If you want to share your treasure for our work, we will use that.
如果大家想来到跟我们分享你所有的资源的话，我们都会可以用得到。
If you want to join our Boston volunteer team, we'll do that.
我们在波士顿是有一个团队来做义工的。
Whatever your small gifts are,
无论你那个手上有什么，我们都可以用得到。
Jesus can and will and does use them.
因为耶稣基督用的，不是我们用的。
To traffic hope.
这个被受压迫的盼望,
and to redeem the world.
来到去救赎这个世界。
Praise be to God.
多谢, 愿荣耀归给主。
Amen.
Amen.